I am going to open this session up. We only have a few minutes for Q&A, but please, any questions? Yes, ma'am. Any other questions? Yes, sir.
Constants,
correct?
Correct. Okay, I guess I'm the only black
person in the world. No, there's a couple more over there. Absolutely, and sometimes fine-tuning could just go right over a person's head. You could be too profound for them. So you let them learn their way along the way, and then you just kind of have that dynamic between you and the mentee, for sure. Any other questions? Yes.
Hi.
Hi. you want to answer that?
How do you accept any advice or any help from anybody after being, at this point, twice burned, 100 times shot?
Well, I'll take a stab at it, because the one thing we didn't, haven't talked about is toxic mentorship relationships. And I think they have to be addressed. You happen to mention, too, that involved...
come up here.
Sure. There's a need to address toxic mentoring relationships. You have described two different types of toxic mentoring relationships. There are actually quite a few more. And although in this case these happened with women, okay, they happen with men as well.
Okay.
I figured. And one of the dangers in some of these relationships actually is for the mentor sexualizing the relationship. Someone gave me some very good advice, and it sounds like you have some of this, at least since you mentioned multiple mentor relationships. And that is, what you really want to do is kind of identify your own board of directors. Okay. So that you have, not just a mentor, but a series of folks. For example, people who have done the kinds of things that you've experienced are likely to have had other types of problems and negative, even if it didn't come out quite that horrifically, some other types of negative interactions with folks. And somebody else might have been able to cue you into some of this and given you some guidance on how to extract yourself out of some of these relationships. So I guess the best advice is to develop your own personal board of directors.
Can I go ahead? Add just a piece to that. So I think this board of directors, I think it's sometimes in our careers and in selecting and thinking about mentors, we think of, oh my gosh, they have 50 papers, they have to be great. Or we look at titles, but we don't do due diligence to find out what has been the experience of others with those individuals. And we would put more time into looking at the background of a car if we bought it than we put into putting ourselves into the guidance of someone else that's mentoring us. And so one of the things I'd say, whoever it is, do some due diligence in talking to people to find out about it. And the other part is, you talk about these toxic mentors. People talk about dementors and tormentors.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It comes to mind when I'm in business, and we look for investors. Well, you know, just because there's money at the door doesn't mean you want to necessarily accept that money. So we have to do due diligence in looking for, you know, the right investor with the company. And also, just to add to that mentee situation, I think you guys highlighted it perfectly. There's nothing I can add to that other than in terms of an impersonal, a personal approach to looking at what your goals are, to put eggs in one basket. You just can't take that risk. But even for yourself as a mentor, I hope you're not burned by that, and you too become a mentor so that you can show how you're supposed to do it correctly. Yes. Oh, lady in the back. Can you speak up, please?
Yeah, she said, I want you to be up in, I told her, eventually I would be able to do both public health and medicine together. And her words to me is, no, can you do both medicine? At that point, I knew she was not going to be supportive of me. She was big in the department at a big name school in Tennessee. And so I had to step out to find another mentor. My mentor
someone looks like you doesn't mean
right.
that they think like you or that they
That's
appear
right.
you. So dig deeper.
Yeah.
My mentors, I never had a black woman as a mentor before. My mentors were Jewish men, Jewish women, white women. Any other questions? Yes, ma'am. Committee. Yeah.
So my question is, how do you balance taking advantage of opportunities, because at some point people will want your expertise at the table, without spreading yourself so thin that you're stressed out, burnt out, and you can't do one thing or a few things accurately or comprehensively? So how do you balance taking advantage of opportunities and at the same time trying to maintain some sanity?
So I'll speak to part because I said the 33 committees.
Yeah, sorry, because I was thinking the same thing, but I was thinking, when is it enough? When are we as women going to say, we are enough? Because I was thinking to myself, oh, I still have to do this, or I still have to do that, I'm not quite there yet. And, you know, every time I talk to people and I tell them what I'm doing, they're like, blown away.
So let me speak a little bit to that, because part of this relates to my role. So I'm a dean, and I'm in charge of diversity for all faculty, staff, and students across Harvard Medical School. So 13,000 faculty, about 8,000 residents. So part of my role. So part of it is, as the institutions and organizations were coming on board and understanding the importance of diversity, it was asking me to serve. And I'm very clear about what I can and can't do. But then the next part for me goes to what I talked about at the end. If I can get in there, who can I get to replace me? How do I start? If I can get at the table, it's pulling other people, then they can be on the committee. They can put, their names can be put forward. So I'm not on that many now, but there are many other people who are in those places. So it's not, sometimes you're the pioneer. You're the one who can get through the door. But when you get through the door, how do you pull other people behind you through
right.
that door so that they can take your place and move things ahead?
Absolutely.
I'll respond as well, then I have
okay.
to leave. So
yes.
I would agree with that. I think that in my current role, I have never felt so pulled in 100 different directions at the same time. And in addition to the balance of whether or not I'm really doing a good job in each of the things that I'm doing, but there's also this work-home-life balance that you want to maintain. I have a 13-year-old at home that I still want to spend time with. And so it becomes a matter of critically looking at each and every request for my time to evaluate whether or not it's something I personally need to attend or it's one of my staff who's equally capable or could equally benefit from this opportunity. And so it's kind of weighing those benefits and the costs. With work, but also with personal life. And it is truly a challenge. And I think it is. I think women have a more difficult time with that than men do. There has to be a comfort with saying no.
Yes.
And that's something I've gotten more and more comfortable the past 9 months. Sorry, I can't.
And I'll just add one more thing to that. Maybe two. And one is, first of all, you have to understand what it is you're getting into. Okay? A committee that meets 4 times a year is very different from a committee that meets once a month. Okay? And so you have to, well...
No, I'm agreeing. That's to me like once a month, once a week.
Yeah. That's right. You would say no to that. Because it's, you know what kind of time sink it's going to be. But there was something else that was said that I think is really, really important, and that is when will it be enough? And I think part of our problem is that we keep expecting validation from outside. That we want to have somebody else say, okay, you have finally reached the pinnacle, this is the point, and you can now say, you've gotten the A+. And that has to be within. Okay, and that is not something that is, I mean, it's something that all of us, I think, continue to learn, even those of us who are here on the panel, okay? And I will tell you that I was at some point, I'll say recruited, it wasn't quite that involved, but sought after for a position, and I backed out of it for a couple of reasons, but one of them was, you know what, no, I don't have this qualification, I don't have that qualification, I just don't think that would be an acceptable thing, okay? Well, guess what? Okay. Not immediately thereafter, but the next, not the person who ultimately got the position at that point, but the one right after didn't have the qualifications that I had. Okay, he had far fewer qualifications. Okay. And yet, somebody else found him acceptable. So I think we have to define this for ourselves.
Well, thank you. This comes to the end of our session. I wish it were a 2-hour session so we can keep having these discussions. But thank you all for being here, and see you next year.